And in Krishna Sarovar at Govardhan. And I was just sitting there. I was sitting there, and I was talking to Maharaji. And they set out just a little table, and they brought some water and some sweets. And while we were talking, all of a sudden, I didn't notice, but this monkey just came right up from behind. I was sitting right here, and he was like right here. And he was also a handsome monkey. Because we had a bunch of sweets, and he took one of the sweets. He just took one sweet, and he just stood there, and he stuck it in his mouth, and then he stuck his face right into the glass, and he drank water, and then he just walked away. He didn't take the other sweets, he didn't spill the water, and he just walked away. It was a real gentleman, yeah. And Lady said, well, that's very auspicious. Remember when we were building the house there, and I think it must have been already finished or something, and we would go in, the Maharaj and I, and so we went around to all the neighbors. Of course, we didn't have many neighbors at that time. The side, there was just Balaram Baba and Shanta Baba in the back, and it was just name of the Maharaji was Archa Vigraha next door. We're always in touch with her, so we didn't have to go over there. And then for the opening we had a big feast, and we invited all the people we knew, which is a lot. That meant all the people in Loy Bazaar, and they were like inside, outside, everywhere. And at that time we had no gate or anything. And then the last thing that we did was we decided to feed the monkeys in Raman Reti. So Govind Maharaj went and got a rickshaw full of bananas. Like about four big bags of bananas like that. Like probably 50 pounds or 100 pounds of bananas. And, we just started calling the monkeys, and, I mean, they came from far and wide, they came from everywhere, and they couldn't eat it all. After a while, the whole place was just, like, littered with all these bloated monkeys, because first they stick it in their mouth, but then you keep giving them more, then they have to actually start eating what you're sticking in their mouth. So, and then they eat, and then, we ended up, I didn't think we'd have excess, but we ended up with excess bananas. We ended up eating a lot of bananas. They couldn't finish it off. They were really OD'd. I tried for some time to sort of convince monkeys that they shouldn't be in the area by different means. Slingshots. Govinda Maharaj installed he had different things. He got from the West, he got different machines that were supposed to produce some kind of ultrasonic sound that scared off monkeys. Didn't faze them at all. At one point I got atom bombs. You don't know what atom bombs. They're like really big firecrackers. Oh. And when they go off, they're like, it sounds like an atom bomb. And when they come into the tree, I just lob one into the tree. The only problem is that Balaram Baba got really, really, really uptight with these atom bombs going off over his ashram. And they won. They more or less drove me out. At night, coming on the balcony, you can't ruin the gardens, the grounds, no matter how many times try to make a garden. They wrecked it. And sort of the last idea we're toying around with is just covering the whole place with a grate to keep them out like they do, like Krishna Balaram courtyard. But then you really feel like you're in a prison or something.
What about spikes on the balcony doors? They do in London for pigeons, so pigeons can't land on windows.
This guy's just, the wall is made with bars like this, and like this they just walk on them. They don't. They're smarter than pigeons. And you know, they just they come over the wall. There's nothing you can do. What has Al Maharaj tried? Some kind of or sound that was supposed to make some sound when they came on the balcony. Also, that didn't work. I can't remember. There was something else.
What about a smell? Maybe?
Dogs. I was even thinking of getting a cheetah. Either that or, you know, a big pet snake or something, like a cobra.
Please don't do that.
Because then if they see a snake, they really, at least they stay away and fool around with them. Dogs they're not afraid of, because dogs can't follow them up the trees. And
where would you have kept the cheetah?
I don't know, that was just like an idea. I don't know where I would have stayed if the cheetah was roaming around the garden.
What about smells, Gurmaj? Some certain smells they wouldn't like?
I don't know. Probably I wouldn't like it either. Spooky to chase. you don't know Spook. Spooky was Govinda Maharaj's favorite dog.
Really?
If he talks about it, he starts crying.
A Spooky left his body.
Yeah. There was Spook and Son of Spook. Since then, Spook's long gone. The famous story of Spooky was a Diwali story. When we were there during Diwali time, I invited the Gurukul kids over for firecrackers. I bought a whole bunch of firecrackers. I brought these rockets. So I wanted to test out the rockets, and I got a pipe. I think it was probably my case that I carry my danda in, to stick a rocket inside, and then to see, and I was just showing the kids to see how it shoots. And we're in the backyard with playing with it. It was like a bazooka, having these fires, and all of a sudden Spooky shows up, and he walks. He walks right in the line of fire of one of these rockets, and all of a sudden this rocket comes, and they go out there like whistling, shh. and Govinda Maharaj says, "Spook, watch it, watch." And Spooky just looks around and just sees this thing come. He went flying right over the wall. We, you know, it was like barbed wire and bougainvilleas. And we didn't see Spook for like days after. He just turned around and saw this thing whistling at him. And he just went flying. Well, it's spooky. Oh, boy.
I'm surprised Mintamar's still talking to you.
We've got a lot of spooky stuff. Another one, that was Govindamar, somehow, I think, I don't know what he got spooky up on the roof, because we were trying to train him to get monkeys, but he just quite wasn't getting the picture. And so he got him up on the roof, and that's why I call him spooky, because sometimes he just gets spooked. And all of a sudden, Spooky got spooked off the roof. And he wanted to go down, you know. And he didn't want to come down the stairs. So, you know, we went upstairs and there was Spooky. And he was running around the roof and he wouldn't come down the stairs. And finally, you know, Govindamaraj went to catch him. But he wouldn't go. And he went to the back and he was like standing right on the edge. Govindamaraj says, "Spook, don't do it." It's like someone about to commit suicide. He says, "Spook, don't do it. And he jumped. And he jumped flat onto the wall between us and Archvikram. It was like legs sprawled out like there. But Govindamaraj, she was like, you know, talking to some kind of potential suicide victim. She says, "Don't do it, Spook, don't do it." But he did it, and he was like laying there flat like this on top of the fence, and then he sort of crawled away. We didn't see him for a while after that either.
I'm almost frightened to ask how he died.
Spook, I think Govindamaraj was there. I wasn't there. He left his body. He got into some kind of fight. And then he got a bad disease, and they were feeding him antibiotics and everything. And but still, he died from that. He died from some wound, some sore that he got.
Not from being torpedoed or jumping off the roof.
No, he went spooked. Definitely went back to God. He was a good pooch. Oh, but that was so funny. And he's just like, I was just, you know, holding this thing, and all of a sudden he starts holding my shoulder, just see Spooky right in front of me. And, you know, the thing was already in there, and he's like, shh. All of a sudden it came flying out, and Spook just looked and heard this thing whistling out this way. He just went flying. Anyway, these are the tales of monkeys and spookies.